I sat up quicker than I should have and faced him again. How are you doing this?
One of my many talents, especially fun at parties.
I didn't laugh. Who are you?
He didn't reply at first, but then, thoughtfully, a weapon.
I believed him. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I believed he was meant for destruction. And if a queen of ash and terrors had him locked away down here, who are you? I asked again, each word more meaningful than the last. His shadow moved abruptly. It shot from his corner in the back of the cell to the opposite side. I whipped my head in the new direction, startled by the speed. He moved like an actual shadow, and I suddenly wondered if there was a man in there at all.
Who do you think I am?
I knew exactly who he was. The mysterious winged figure I'd seen twice now on two separate maps. You're the king of Valhalla. He dodged again to the front of his bars in a blink. I leaned slightly away, despite all the distance between us, and held in a breath.
And you're the one they've been whispering about above ground. The one the Dark Queen would burn the entire Everwood to the ground over. What could you have possibly done to capture her attention in these times?
I said nothing, only held very still, remembering everything Zafar had told me about this king.
Your heart is stirring faster than a storm cloud.
I could have sworn a smile curved in that shadow. Was even more sure the way that smile leaned, that his head tilted to the side, as if this pleased him.
Are you afraid of me?
I should lie. I should lie and say I wasn't. Between the stories I'd heard and what I'd already seen for myself, I had every reason to be. Even the Dark Queen was terrified to face him without warded bars between them. But even then, something in my gut told me my fear wasn't real. Should I be? He blinked once, twice, but he never answered the question.